The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
It's actually a very safe refrigerant. Daikin wants to be involved in the community.
Making another touch point to build my brand.
So the first question we ask everyone is, welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today we are at 10,000 feet, just below the summit of Pikes Peak, and we're just enjoying some unbelievable weather. But why are we going out into all of these different locations? We're out here thinking about all of the different locations that you can really take full advantage of a true Daikin inverter heat pump experience. And so today we're joined here with Sky Reagan. She's with the new Flat Rate. Sky, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely, Ben. I'm so excited to be here. Colorado is very, very cool, and I'm excited to talk to you today.
So the first question we ask every guest that comes on, how in the world did you get into HVAC?
Yeah, great question. So I've been working for the new Flat Rate a little under a year now, but I've always been surrounded by the trade world, so from uncles to relatives owning companies, and actually my husband was an HVAC installer, so I've kind of seen it from both sides, which is the coolest part of my job, that I get to talk to trade company owners that have families, and I've been on that side of it as well, so that would be kind of how I got the start in there.
Okay, so let's talk about the new Flat Rate. You work with contractors, you help them get started with it, you help introduce the topic to it. If I knew nothing about the new Flat Rate, go ahead and sum that up for me. What is the new Flat Rate?
To put it into short, I would say it's a menu pricing software system that is pre-built, ready to go for you. So what we do is we kind of plug some key numbers in for you into our algorithm, which creates a menu for you, so you're not having to go in and manually update prices, and we just kind of take that part of your job, automate it for you to make your life a little bit easier.
Okay. So let's talk about menu pricing, right? What I hear in the HVAC industry, and you know, I've talked with several other contractors about this, if you go into any other industry, you will find that if you offer good, better, best, that you will see a majority of consumers usually go right into the middle. And you would think that would be normal. But when we look at the HVAC industry, it is skewed very heavily. When we look at Hardy data, about 80% of all of the equipment shipped in the HVAC industry is that base efficiency, that government minimum efficiency equipment that's being shipped out into the industry. And that's just because a lot of contractors really don't give consumers choices. So tell us about how did the new Flat Rate come to be? And, you know, you guys don't offer a good, better, best. You have a little bit of a different strategy. Tell us a little bit about that.
We do, absolutely. So I'll try to keep it short, but our founder, Rodney, actually was a trade company owner himself. So he got into this because he was a plumber, HVAC, electrical. He did all the things in our city, Dalton, Georgia, where the new Flat Rate headquarters is. And he kind of had the same problem that a lot of trade company owners, I feel like, are having today, which is he would send his techs out, and he would go out on a job and be able to sell perfectly, right? But his techs weren't selling the way he was. And he was questioning, like, okay, how do we push more product? How do we get that higher average service ticket? And he had his son working for him at the time, Matt, who's actually the vice president of our company. Great guy if you haven't met him. But he was the most successful tech. You know, go figure. And he kind of walked into that. He asked him, like, hey, what are you doing that these other guys aren't doing? How are your average service tickets way higher than the rest of the guys? And it turns out what he was doing was he was going into the customer's house, diagnosing the problem like usual, right? But when he went to give the customer the price, he was actually going out to the truck and spending 30, 45 minutes, and he hand wrote out all the options for the customer. So obviously it was taking him longer, but he was having the most success. And Rodney was like, that's an idea. Hold on a second. What if we could automate that process for other companies, make it easier for them, and have those options pre-built out for them so the technicians aren't having to go out and hand write those options out in the truck, and make their life a little bit easier? So that's kind of the idea that the new Flat Rate came from. Obviously, we've been in business for a while now, going on about 18 years, and we've been able to help companies of all sorts of size by automating that process, having the options pre-built, so we're not relying on the tech to do that. And obviously, you see a lot more success with that then.
And what I've heard too is a lot of technicians, they really don't want to sell.
No, they definitely not.
You know, they got into the industry because they want to fix things. They want to help people. They they love the, you know, troubleshooting and figuring things out. But when it comes to communicating with the homeowner, and especially when it's, you know, hey, you need to upsell this or do that, that's the last thing they want to do. So having a menu where they can just lay it in front of the customer and say, hey, here's what I found. These are your options. They don't have to do a thing.
No, absolutely. It's made their job so much simpler. And honestly, why make them do something they don't want to do? You're exactly right. Trade company owners, I talk to them all the time. Their techs don't want to be salesmen. They don't want to dress up and wear the suits. They want to do what they do best, which is diagnosing the problem, troubleshooting, fixing that customer's problem, and making them happier. So you're exactly right. We've tried to make the process as simple as we can.
Yeah.
So all they have to do is just flip that screen around and ask the customer, hey, what should we do today?
So how many options are you guys presenting on every single service call that you go out on?
So 5 options is what we always go for.
Okay.
There's a little bit of theology behind it, so I'll tell you. So a lot of people say, okay, you need to do good, better, best, which is 3 options. But what a lot of people don't realize is the psychology behind that is a customer will actually automatically mark off 2 options. So think about it. If you're presented 3 options, in my mind, I'm going to mark off the cheapest and the most expensive, and I'm going to go for the middle. So if you're presenting 3 options, you're really presenting 1, right?
Yeah.
So what we've done is do 5 options. So now if they cross off whatever the top one is or whatever the bottom one is, the customer still has 3 options to choose from. And we, you know, we tested out a few different ones, 3, 5, 7, but 5 is the works the best. So that's what we stuck with, Ben.
Okay. So now we've got the homeowner, and you also have the fact where you're telling them, hey, the system is 15 years old. Here's your options in order to replace this system, to fix it, to do whatever you need to do, or you could look at replacing it. How does the new flat rate help a service technician that's out there, you know, start to talk about that repair versus replace?
Absolutely. Well, I think a lot of it comes down to price. So when a customer realizes, okay, this is how much it's going to be to repair whatever the system is, it's got so-and-so problems going on, and we give them those 5 options, once they look at that top price, they're thinking, you know, everyone's thinking the same thing. Okay, if it's going to cost that much to repair it, how much would it be just to replace it? And that's easy because we would have a presentation for both. So we would show the repair options, be like, hey, we can fix this for you. You know, we can. Here are your options for that. Choose whatever fits in your budget. But also, this was what it would be just to replace it and give them those 5 options as well.
So they've gone to the 5 options. And again, now what you can do is you can take that inverter heat pump and you can put that, you know, a 16 SEER right there in the maybe that that second option. Maybe I put a 17 SEER in the middle option, a 19 SEER in the 4th option, and maybe on the 5th one, you know, I've got something like a VRV system or something along those lines that makes it work. But we've got, you know, all of our inverter heat pump technology there, and it makes it super easy for the technician to do it. And then you guys incorporate financing into it as well, right?
We do. Yeah, absolutely. So we have a partnership with Optimus, which is really cool. It's a third party financer, which I always tell customers the best way to do financing is third party. Let somebody else kind of worry about taking those monthly payments.
Right.
But we allow the customer to pay the monthly payments. So if a new AC system is going to be $15,000, we've broken that into monthly payments so it's more affordable for your customers.
So I think everybody listening to this right now, they're saying, I've done software in the past, and it has been so difficult to set up. They're not looking forward to trying to put all their pricing in there, all of their margins. You know, then of course the manufacturer has a change in price and they have to redo everything. How does the new flat rate make that easy?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think the customer should be having to set up all of those things, first of all. Why not let the person who's selling you the software do that for you? Might as well, right? So the new flat rate, one of the biggest differences compared to our competitors is this. We've made this setup as easy as possible, Ben. So whenever you come on board with the new flat rate, this always shocks all of my customers that I talk to, is we actually do the entire module build for you. So instead of giving you a blank canvas to go in and, you know, fill out the prices and put your options in, we do everything for you. It's it's pre-built out. So a few numbers that we take from all of our customers is their billable hour, their sales tax, their diagnostic fee. And like I said earlier, we plug that into an algorithm and that creates the menu for you. Mm-hmm. So whenever I give this to you, Ben, you're not having to go in and put your prices in. You're not having to edit or customize anything. It's done for you. There's no downtime. It takes about 2 to 3 days to get up and rolling with the new flat rate, which is very quick in the software world. So we're talking, you know, next week your guys will be out in the field using this software and someone did the setup and the implementation for you.
All right, Sky, we have somebody listening to this right now and they're saying, hey, that's exactly what I need because my technicians are selling a lot of base efficiency. They're not moving it up. And I know that my customers would be so much more happy if they had options and be able to do it. I want to get started. Where do they go? What do they do?
Yeah, so easiest thing is check out our website, thenewflatrate.com. We actually do free consultations for companies to talk to me or another part of our sales team to figure out if this is a good fit for you and kind of talk about what success looks like for the new flat rate. Also, if you have any questions, email info@thenewflatrate.com. I'm happy to respond and talk to anybody about that as well.
And I hear there may be some special promotions available for Goodman, Amana, and Daikin dealers.
There are, yes. We can think about that. I'll ask Danielle.
All right.
We love Daikin, though, absolutely. Our company tells me all the time, even though I haven't met you before, how your TSMs do well with our training and also how our customers love Daikin products. So we're happy for the partnership with you guys.
Sky, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate you coming out here. For all of you that are out there, please go ahead and hit that like button if you like this episode. And also make sure if you're on our podcast that you're subscribing to that podcast. Or if you're on YouTube, make sure you're following us so you can be informed of all of the upcoming episodes that we have. Until next time.
It's actually a very safe refrigerant.
Daikin wants to be involved in the community.
Making another touch point to build my brand.
So the first question we ask everyone is,